Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2677. Conquer three critical early retirement challenges by redefining retirement. Part one by Chris Mamula of CanIRetireYet.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now, today I have a longer post for you. So I'm going to split the article up, reading the first part today and finishing it up tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. Conquer three critical early retirement challenges by redefining retirement. Part one by Chris Mamula of CanIRetireYet.com. For the first decade of my adult life, I was saving diligently while coasting through life with vague ideas that someday I could retire early. As my wife and I reached our mid-30s, we paid off our home and saw our investment balances building. We realized early retirement may actually be a possibility. I got more serious about planning and dove deeply into the world of early retirement blogs. Many of these blogs simplified retirement planning down to basic concepts and rules of thumb. These guidelines were extremely helpful in the early stages of planning. However, as we got closer to the retirement decision, we found ourselves with three big challenges that could not be answered with rules of thumb and oversimplifications. We needed to start making real decisions. Getting any of these decisions wrong could legitimately derail our retirements. It became obvious to us why pending retirees get stuck in one more year syndrome. The fear and anxiety of taking the leap into retirement is real. Challenge one, paying for medical insurance. One challenge we faced when planning our early retirement was figuring out what to do about medical insurance, which we've always obtained through our employers. Many in the early retirement community are planning around the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. I've written how the ACA is currently a viable option for early retirees, with very generous subsidies available for those with low recognized incomes. However, we didn't feel comfortable planning around this system for 20 plus years until Medicare eligibility, considering the law is under constant political attack and it remains uncertain for even next year. Another popular option among early retirees is using healthcare sharing ministries. We would consider using a healthcare sharing ministry, but I learned they come with their own unique challenges and risks. Due to their religious origin and exclusion of others who do not share their beliefs, they're not an option for everyone. This may also make them a political target, so there's no guarantee for their long-term viability. Planning for future health insurance costs while retiring in our early 40s requires predicting over two decades into the future with at least reasonable accuracy. Even that requires an assumption that Medicare will be available and similar to today when we reach age 65. At the same time, we can't confidently estimate our cost to within a few thousand dollars 1 year into the future due to political risks and personal health risks, ultimately out of our control. Challenge two, uncertainty about having enough. We began our retirement planning around research that supports a 4% safe withdrawal rate, also known as the 4% rule. Using the inverse of the 4% rule, we simply need to save 25 times our current annual expenses to determine our retirement needs. This is a great place to start planning. However, as we got closer to making the actual retirement decision, we found big problems with this rule. Even eliminating the uncertainty around healthcare, our spending is not constant as is assumed by the 4% rule. We've always saved roughly 50% of our income by living off of one of our salaries and saving the other. However, we never lived on a budget. Some years, we were naturally more frugal than others, and we saved more than 50%. Other years, we would splurge and spend thousands of dollars on a purchase or experience that we valued. We loved this feeling of living with an abundance mentality. Conversely, we tried to live our lives around a set budget as we got serious about retirement planning, and we found that it made us much less happy. Our wealth grew faster than ever. Simultaneously, we started to feel stressed about money for the first time in our lives. Also, the 4% rule is a generic guideline that assumes that we're all blindly starting our retirements at the same time and under the same economic circumstances. However, as we approach our desired retirement date and financial goals, we can eliminate these assumptions. Our goal was to retire by a specific time, no later than 2018. We know what economic conditions are right now. Unfortunately for us, those conditions are not favorable for investors looking to start drawing down investments. Challenge 3, figuring out how to be happy. The financial issues of early retirement were substantial. However, the biggest challenge of retirement planning was more existential. What do I really want out of life? What will make me truly happy and fulfilled? Early on in my planning process, I got caught up in the fallacy that early retirement was the solution to all of life's problems. I simplistically assumed that a lack of time was making me unhappy, so retiring would create more time and thus make me happy. The reality of going through the retirement planning process made me realize that quitting work could simply mean trading the devil I know, work dominating my time, for new devils. Without carefully planning, I could be introducing potential financial stress I had not previously experienced, combined with lack of day-to-day purpose. Asking more and better questions. Like most people hearing this, I originally found my way to this website looking to answer the question, can I retire yet? While that question is valid and important, it's not the only one. Solving our challenges required first asking more and better questions. Here are just a few of the additional questions I began asking myself and discussing with my wife. Just because I can retire early, does it mean I should? Why do I want to retire? Why does anyone retire? Where did the concept of retirement even come from? How will my life be better if I retire? How will it be worse? And what are the positive aspects of my work? What will I miss about my job? How can I throw out the bathwater without tossing the baby? To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Conquer 3 Critical Early Retirement Challenges by Redefining Retirement by Chris Mamula of CanIRetireYet.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think Chris hit the nail on the head when it comes to some of the uncertainty around financial planning. When I was quitting my job 3 years ago, health insurance was definitely one of my concerns. There are a ton of factors to consider, and it's incredibly challenging to right-size our assumptions when attempting to estimate costs. I was at a Camp Fi event a while back where some attendees came up with a fairly complex formula to estimate healthcare costs that considered premiums, deductibles, out-of-pocket max, healthcare inflation, subsidies, and more. The way I see it, healthcare costs are a risk, whether you retire early or not, whether you have health insurance or not, and especially if you live in the US. I think you need to evaluate this risk as you would evaluate any other risk, and recognize that you'll have to make decisions without fully knowing the future. I found myself at this crossroads when I was deciding to quit my corporate job and looking at my health insurance options. I ended up buying an ACA plan for much cheaper than I expected. Without any subsidies, I'm now paying $350 per month for a high deductible plan. While I'm sure that cost is going to continue to increase, I decided the cost was worth it for me for the opportunity to pursue self-employment. But we're just halfway through this article, so I'll stop there for now. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.